Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for what you did 3 years ago today.
Since that day, more than 1,200 people have been charged for the assault on the Capitol. Nearly 900 of them have been convicted or pled guilty. Collectively, to date, they have been sentenced to more than 840 years in prison.
When I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol, and how many went into the Capitol, can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You've had 2 years to find out. And today, by the way, that was in reference to Ray Epps. And yesterday you indicted him. Isn't that a wonderful coincidence? On a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you're sending grandmas to prison. You're putting people away for 20 years for merely filming. Some people weren't even there yet. You've got all the goods on him, 10 videos, and it's an indictment for a misdemeanor? The American public isn't buying it.
3 years later, the tide of tyranny is turning. January 6th, defendants like Jake Lang have taken their case to the Supreme Court, where tyranny should no longer have a foothold. Jake, you are overdue for a trial now by well over 1,000 days. The Sixth Amendment guarantees the rights of criminal defendants, including the right to a public trial without unnecessary delay. What has been said by the prosecution or your defense team regarding your Sixth Amendment rights?
Myself and all the January Sixers, John, have been completely denied our constitutional rights. The right to due process has been just absolutely devastated. They have withheld exculpatory evidence, evidence that will help exonerate you from the Jan Sixers. They've elongated my trial out to September 9th of 2024. That would be 3 years and 9 months a political prisoner held hostage by Joe Biden's corrupt Department of Justice and the FBI Gestapo. And they have even obfuscated the nature of the people who are accusing me of doing crimes against them, only supplying their first and last initial of their name and not giving any sworn witness testimonies or any hospital records or reports from any alleged injuries. They've done this to me and 1,250 other January 6th persecuted American patriots that have been charged criminally from January 6th. The Jan Sixers look like we're going to be getting a huge wave of relief where the potential to overturn the 1512 obstruction of Congress, 20-year maximum felony, 330 Jan Sixers, including myself, have been charged with it, and Donald Trump. And so if the Supreme Court steps in and drops this charge, what we're going to see is hundreds of January Sixers who are currently behind bars are going to be given basically a huge jail spring that same day, because this is the blanket political charge. It's been weaponized and overbroadly applied to force people into plea deals and to give people elongated prison sentences. And so if this charge gets dropped, hundreds of Jan Sixers will go free that same day. And it'll be, a massive day of vindication for the January 6th community and our family members that miss us very much.
And in the case of Jeremy Brown, a retired U.S. Army Special Forces Master Sergeant, the impulsive setup of our nation's defenders in the name of tyranny is finally seeing the light of day. They claim that they found classified documents related to a soldier held in Afghanistan. Is that correct?
Right. That document that they actually charged and convicted me of, I actually left out for them to find. So that document that they actually convicted of me, they didn't even indict me on that document until after my original trial date had already passed. They did not want that document exposed, which is why I left it there to be exposed, because that document is not classified. That document I typed myself on my own personal computer.
Joe Biden and his handlers have demonstrated without a shadow of a doubt that they are the very antithesis of the American Republic for which it stands.
An important note when it comes to our prosecutions about those who remained outside the building. We have used our prosecutorial discretion to primarily focus on those who entered the building or those who engaged in violent or corrupt conduct on Capitol grounds. But If a person knowingly entered the restricted area without authorization, they had already committed a federal crime.
2024 is the year the J6 political prisoners will be free.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, something very positive has happened, not just here, but around the world. We're 301 days, 12 hours, 3 minutes, 30 seconds out from this year's major election, general election. It's Monday, January 8th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, this is going to be a particularly important transmission. All the broadcasts are always extremely important. I know of, and I've printed up the reports on it, of at least 10 major global groups led by top pathologists, top virologists, top statisticians, you name it, insurance company, rock star, top of the industry, actuarialist, and the numbers are 100% clear. Conservative, 17.5 million killed by the shots and counting. High estimate, 23-plus million. Now, Dennis Rancourt is a doctor and an expert with multiple degrees in physics, PhD in physics from University of Toronto, statistician research. That's what he's an expert in. And he mainly devotes his work previous to this to mortality rates. And obviously people like Dennis Rancourt and others who work for on the side, not just professors, but for major corporations, insurance companies, you name it, they need to know these real numbers. And working with an international team of other scientists, they have come up with a conclusive report that I have right here with public data on the 17-plus million dead that anybody can verify for yourself. Now, you overlay that with the New Zealand whistleblower, who we're going to be getting back on very, very soon, who is the only country, the only person who was over all the databases, one person in that country, of the mortality, who's died, and a database of who's taken the shots, because for each person that took the shot, and it was 99% Pfizer in that country, most nations it was a mix of Moderna, J&J, AstraZeneca, and Pfizer, he was able to overlay the government database on who took the shots and when, because money's paid for each shot that's given to Pfizer through the government account, with who died, and all the other statistics overlaid with it, and was able to come up with numbers that match the analysis of the public numbers done by Dr. Dennis Rancourt and others. And I'm going to be getting Ed Dowd on back this week. I'm going to try to get him to get some of the big insurance company whistleblowers that he told us about 2 years ago that went public in the last year and a half. They've had congressional hearings, but it's gotten almost no coverage. They've had hearings at the state houses. This is a big, big deal. And as I said, just from memory, I was able to pull up 10 different groups of scientists and consortiums who have come to the same conclusion. And this isn't a conclusion like, oh, we think cigarette smoking is correlated to cancer. That's proven. It's known. But maybe you're a smoker. Maybe it didn't give you the lung cancer. Maybe it was because you also were doing asbestos removal. It's hard to pin it down. But when you have the highest mortality rate since they started keeping numbers before World War I, worldwide, the biggest continued spikes, bigger than major wars, exactly when the first shots are rolled out, exactly when the next booster comes out, and the next booster, and the next booster, it's to the day. Shots begin, pew, death goes up, goes back down, pew, pew, but it goes up, like you're going up a larger mountain range. Pew, goes up, next time you take a shot, because of all the autoimmune issues it causes and the toxins in it, as scientists and doctors on my show predicted would happen, then pew, goes up even more. And it creates a higher baseline in between the mountains. But then as you see low uptake of the fifth or sixth booster, depending on where you are, the new mountain is much smaller because people aren't taking it. This is conclusive. And I'm giving you those terms in lay terms. We'll have him on with us for 2 hours today so he can go through all the graphs, the statistics, the numbers, everything. This will be streaming out on X. It is streaming out on X right now. It's streaming out at Infowars.com/show. It's streaming out on the front page. Everybody wants to save lives, expose the criminals, stop the next pandemic they're openly planning that's going to be much worse in their own words, to ram through the UN treaty that doesn't just take over your body or the country's medical systems. The new versions of it that are being written by the White House, that's, they admit it's right in the UN treaty, the Biden administration, the Obama administration, takes control of all transportation, energy, food, calls for arresting people that disagree with the new lockdowns and locking them up. We've already seen Canada, Australia, New Zealand start that, and Germany. And so this is all in the new treaty, and we're going to be printing off the latest version of it and articles about it right now. We'll be going over that in the second and third hour with you, but also very respected Brett Weinstein, the biologist, who's a big liberal, but admits the left is now cancer and is taking over. He has come out on Tucker Carlson with an excellent breakdown of this, and I played it last night, saying the latest version of the UN treaty run by BlackRock and the big corporations, the WEF, is literally so horrible you cannot overstate how bad it is. It allows them to round up, arrest anybody they don't want out speaking. It allows total censorship. They're getting ready for the next pandemic to bring in world government. That's Brett Weinstein, famous liberal, so respected by the left, now out of conscience coming out and saying, this is insane. And because he understands this is existential against everybody. This makes Hitler look tame in comparison, okay? So they're announcing through Fauci and the WEF and Tedros and Bill Gates, all of them, oh, a new, more deadly virus is coming, and oh, we've got all the shots already ready, and the EU's announced they're going to have fast-tracked mRNA for everything now, tie it to your ESG, tie it to your social credit score, and arrest you if you don't take whatever new shots they want with no testing. We're going to skip this break coming up. That is all in there. And Brett Weinstein goes over all of it with the documents with Tucker Carlson. So this is a total takeover. And I want to explain to you again, they're gearing up to do it again. Whole bunch of cities around the country, I've got the articles right here, over last week, places in Missouri, California, all over, just announced, hey, everybody's got to wear masks in government buildings. Everybody's got to wear masks in schools. Everybody's got to wear masks everywhere. So I told you that was coming. They're trying it. And even Tucker kind of disagreed with me. He's like, oh, come on.
you know, they're going to try the virus thing right away. I mean, it blew up their face. They don't care. And this time, from what they've been saying, and I've been watching them, and I know their moves, but this is speculation, I believe they're going to release something where the virus itself is way, way worse. Okay? So that you really do get scared to stay in your house and then go out and get the next shot. And I don't know if the next one's going to be the big one. They've got stuff that kills over half the people come in contact with it. They got weaponized mouse pox and a bunch of other stuff that, and airborne Ebola. Oh, they got it all. So if they think they can get away with it, if they think they can contain it, as the people during the emergency, have us accept this new way of life, not leaving our houses, being prisoners, having to be authorized to even go to the grocery store. Yuval Noah Harari says that's the goal. The London Guardian says that's the goal. They all say that's the goal, is climate lockdowns. And Harari says this was good training. This was good preparation for the new world we're going to live in, where you're locked in your house for the good of the earth. Well, if you're locked in your house, the supply chain breaks down, the third world completely starves.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's dead kids. Now, you go to a modern cemetery, go around there. You don't see a bunch of little kids. It's almost all people that live 75, 80 years. See? But I'm going down a rabbit trail here. That doesn't matter. The life expectancy is going straight down, ladies and gentlemen. Straight down. In the old days, there was all sorts of old timers. Well, that lady's 103, and that man's 97, still smoking cigars and drinking whiskey. And there were old folks just all over the place. My great-grandmother lived to be 103. The point is that that's not happening now statistically. It's going straight down. So I'm done ranting. I want to play a short little compilation here that is so important. And then I'm going to come back and go through all this news, setting up the big interview in the second and third hour. I'm also going to hit some other global news and Jan 6 news and open border news and the impeachment of Mayorkas. Thank God that started, and so much more. But first, here are these important clips.
We calculate the toxicity of the vaccine for all ages, and the number allows us, given the number of doses that have been given worldwide, to conclude that 17 million people would have been killed by this vaccine. You can actually see when there's a rollout of a booster, for example, which happens very quickly in time for a given age group, you can actually see immediately following it a maximum in the all-cause mortality. So an excess mortality actual peak that's temporally associated with that rollout. And we see that repeatedly for each rollout.
Consistently across all countries?
All the countries that have sufficient data where you're able to look at it and you have both the vaccine data and the mortality data, this is what we see.
When you look at all-cause mortality, you see that deaths are increasing in the winter and decreasing in the summer. And it's the opposite in the southern hemisphere. Their summer is our winter, so in the summer you should have low death. But during the COVID vaccine campaign, suddenly you see spikes in mortality right after vaccine campaigns. And it's very clear because it's in the summer where you should see a low death period.
Especially in the boosters, like for the southern boosters, like the other peak, you know, across the boosters will roll out basically everywhere at the same time around the world. And in the southern hemisphere, it's a trough, as Jeremy just explained, so we should have a trough. But then you have an actual winter peak, actual booster peak, and another winter peak.
Yes.
Everywhere in all the 17 countries we look out, where data is good in the southern hemisphere, we saw that peak.
And something you never saw before.
Exactly.
There was I was recently at a conference in Romania on the COVID crisis, and so there was a lot of work trying to unpack what we actually understand, and I saw a credible estimate of something like 17 million deaths globally from this technology. So
17 million deaths from the COVID vax?
Well, when you scale up to billions, it's not hard to reach a number like that with a technology this dangerous. Now, to your deeper question, I think let's steel man.
So just for perspective, I mean, that's like the death toll of a global war.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. This is a great tragedy of history. So that proportion. And amazingly, there is no way in which it's over. I mean, we are still apparently recommending these things for healthy children. Never stood any chance of getting any benefit from them. Every chance of suffering harms that are not only serious, but tragic on the basis that children have long lives ahead of them. If you ruin a child's immune system in youth, they have to spend the rest of their presumably shortened life in that state. So never made any sense that we were giving this to kids in the first place. The fact that we're still doing it when the emergency, to the extent there even was one, is clearly over. And when there's never been any proper justification of administering it to healthy kids. It just, you know, healthy kids don't die of COVID. And the shot doesn't prevent you from catching or transmitting it. So there was just literally no justification you could come up with.
We're undergoing a soft coup, and the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda. The WHO is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO director and the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty and amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance, censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments to censor and only push a single narrative. Also, we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization CEPI is planning to do, and one of the people who founded CEPI was Jeremy Farrar, who is now the chief scientist at the WHO, to bring this forward. Other things that the amendments do is to bind the states so they are no longer recommendations but enforceable edicts. Provide a liability shield. Get rid of intellectual property rights, move supplies from one country to another, enforce digital passports, and the Director General of WHO can demand that a pandemic or a potential pandemic exists. He can just declare it with no standards, and then countries around the world will have to obey. Also, the WHO will tell you what drugs you can and can't use in your nation once a pandemic is declared. Obviously, the budget will increase. One Health is another part of this. One Health is a concept that was created to enable the WHO, with these documents, to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world by saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, ecosystems are all central to health. Also embedded in this concept is a peculiar notion that humans are no longer of greater value than animals.
And have you seen any other vaccine that was put out for the public that skipped the animal test?
Never before, especially for children.
And as I've read, they actually started the animal test, and because the animals were dying, they stopped the test.
Correct.
Folks, I think that's important to understand there, that what we're talking about is American people are now the guinea pigs. This is the test program that's going on. They didn't do the human testing, and they stopped the animal test because the animals were dying. And then they turned it out for the public. And we are now looking at businesses that want to mandate that this experimental vaccine be given to people as a condition of their employment. And yet we have this death count that continues to rise and be totally ignored.
That's the Senate chairman of the medical committee.
Yeah,
this is real, folks. This is going on. And the UN treaty is going through, along with all the other garbage. We've got to stop it. They're getting ready to launch a new attack. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We've got it done. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, I know that we've got a lot of new listeners daily, millions tuning in. And if you're a new listener and you're hearing this information, I want to be 100% clear with you. I am not trying to make you depressed. I am not trying to scare you and make you hopeless. It's the opposite.
if we lived in some village, say in Central Europe, 2,500 years ago, and we were hunter-gatherers, and one of the hunters was 10 miles away hunting deer and saw a big band encamped of an enemy tribe in their battle formations marching towards our village, I would come back and say, we've got to get out of here, or we've got to stand and fight. It'd be much worse to have them come pouring out of the hills a few days later, and you don't know you're about to have all the men killed and the women and children taken as slaves. That's how the world worked almost everywhere until civilization developed in a few places. That's an oversimplification. So I'm here telling you what's going on. I'm showing you the decisions we've made to depopulate us. Whether it's Bill Gates or whether it's Klaus Schwab or whether it's King Charles or whether it's any of these people, you've all know Harari. They all say humans are obsolete. We don't need humans. The future's not human. We need to get rid of the majority of the humans. That's taught everywhere. That is the death cult. Now, a lot of our regular listeners are like, Jones, we knew this before we ever tuned into your show. Why do you keep repeating it? Because this show isn't about entertainment. It's an emergency beacon. So because you're awake, that's great. Let's wake other people up. But we're here to explain to the new giant masses of people that have been able to get to the truth because Elon Musk has put it on the line to put me on air. And now they're really coming after him. Well, we got that in the news. We've got to use every day that we're on X and not take it for granted to reach tens of millions, not just millions. Because here's the bottom line. We are winning. The consensus of scientists around the world and medical doctors and all the top talk show hosts, whether it's Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, Russell Brand, the list goes on and on, is now that this is a planetary world government depopulation operation by a death cult. Everybody's calling it death cult. And they won't be able to pull this off if a large enough group of people understand what's happening, because the globalists will know we're not going to follow the orders to lock down. We're not going to follow the orders to take the shots. We know what they did, and they will have to back down because they know pushing it will bring it to a head, and they will get defeated. So here's the bottom line. A consensus is formed. Almost all of the former top liberal intellectuals, the most respected out there, the Brett Weinsteins of the world, aren't just saying the shots didn't work and were a lie. They're saying it's a UN world government corporate takeover with a cashless society to enslave everyone and depopulate you, because that is the plan. And I've been in meetings, and I'm not going to say with who, in different parts of the country, in person, and via Skype, with large groups of top scientists and billionaires, years ago, understanding this, during the first year of the attack, and coming to consensus decision that we would just go ahead and risk our lives and tell the truth, believing we could stop it, because we knew that if they got phase one, the beta test, through and it worked, they're going to hit us with subsequent attacks that are much bigger and then take our rights, take our freedoms, lock us down, poison us as they tighten the noose around our neck. But their initial attack of the last 4 years had success up front, but then blew up in their face thanks to this audience. It was this broadcast, not me, the guests, the callers, the scientists, the doctors, but we were the focal point that were willing to get it all up front to a big audience, and then were able to convince scientists and others who hadn't been investigating to investigate, and when they investigated, they did excellent jobs confirming it, and even took the knowledge of the enemy attack to the next level. So they're not just evil people in the universe. There are a lot of good people. And I can tell you there's factions in the government. And the bad faction is in control of the executive positions almost everywhere. That's why they're blackmailing and attacking Republicans in the House to make them resign so they can get control of it that way. So this is a very close fight, all right? But if we lose, we're dead. So I do not enjoy messing with these killers. I do not enjoy being the tip of the spear. I do not enjoy them having 24/7 grand juries that they're trying to get to indict me. And by the grace of God, they've not even been able to have their grand juries do it. They've tried. If I have to go to prison or be killed, that's fine. Because they're going to kill everybody if we don't do this. So the good news is we've now reached an acceleration point where, and I've talked a lot about this, where now there are so many members of the European Parliament, so many members of the UK Parliament, so many members of the Canadian Parliament, so many members of the Australian and Italian, it just goes on and on, parliaments, that now the dominant force is in the populist movement, which is now the largest single force in the world. The globals have all the money, but not the people. We are now the majority, and we've reached tipping point. So, understand, as bad as this news is, as horrible as this news is, now, top intellectuals, top scientists, all over the place, have reached a consensus of the full horror. And that was the enemy's one real power. Not the censorship, and not the control, and not the dinosaur media that's discredited, but that what they were doing was so horrible and so diabolical that people just couldn't come to grips with the fact that it's a coordinated plan. But as Brett Weinstein says, I'm about to play the clip, he goes, it's basically impossible to overstate how bad this is. He says, I cannot believe this. It's in all the documents. They're actually doing it. And then I have all these old clips and new clips that he's out again. The spokesperson of the WEF, Yuval Noah Harari, is literally saying, you're obsolete, you're useless, we're going to get rid of you, this virus is great to teach you that, this is your new way of life. I have a bunch of other clips of WEF leaders and IMF and World Bank leaders saying the same thing. You know, we thought we might have to nudge the population and give them the stick instead of the carrot. But now we're going to give them the club. And Bill Gates is giggling and laughing and saying, oh, the next pandemic's going to get your attention. It's going to get children. He laughs. It's so much fun. You're actually watching a psychopath rub his hands together on TV programs everywhere, just drooling over what he's going to do. He's like a child kidnapper that grabs some little girl out of the backyard and ties her up and throws her in the trunk, and he's driving out to his... Let's get the break, guys. So, I... I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to admit the facts. And I'm not talking to the general audience. I'm talking to all the new listeners out there that tune into this and they think this is...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The fertilizer off. They're turning the human food off. They're turning the machines' food off. They're turning the plants' food off. They're administratively turning the infrastructure of civilization off. Now you know why I'm panicking. There's 8 billion people. And the UN says, because of global warming, brace for unrest and war and billions coming into your countries. It's them opening the borders, starving them, not letting them have jobs, and then bringing them here. It's all them doing it. It's part of the replacement migration plan. This is modern war. The UN is not going to come in blue helmets. They come through the medical program and control our military now. They control the bureaucrats, the NGOs, and the bosses. They control the buses, the trains, the highways, the airports. They control the border under treaty. We're in a UN coup. We're in a global coup. And whether it's Brett Weinstein or members of the EU Parliament or all these other intellectuals that are reading the documents, they now see exactly what I say because that's what the documents say. And yeah, that's pretty wild, isn't it? They're establishing a worldwide planetary dictatorship to carry out the orderly extermination of 7.5 billion people. The public target number of King Charles and the rest of this trash, and all of them, we got countless clips at Davos, is 500 million. The richest people in the world sit around international television talking about world government and cutting us down to 500 million. And then the ADL's got the nerve, when I talk about it, to call me a Nazi. Now here's biologist, very respected journalist, researcher, Brett Weinstein with Tucker Carlson, talking about the UN treaty.
What happened was it turned out that a number of us were willing to make mistakes and correct them in real time, to talk about this in plain English with the public, to do so, you know, in Joe Rogan's man cave. And the fact is people listened because, of course, this was on everybody's mind and what they were supposed to do to protect, you know, they'd been terrified. And they, what to do to protect your family's health was a question that everybody wanted to know the answer to. So our ability to reach millions of people surprised those who thought they were just going to shove this narrative down our throats. And this gets me to the WHO, the World Health Organization, and its pandemic preparedness plan modifications. What I believe is going on is the World Health Organization is now revising the structures that allowed the dissidents to upend the narrative, and they are looking for a rematch, I think. What they want are the measures that would have allowed them to silence the podcasters, to mandate various things internationally in a way that would prevent the emergence of a control group that would allow us to see harms clearly. So that's the reason that I think people, as much as they want to move on from thinking about COVID, maybe stop thinking about COVID, but do start thinking about what has taken place with respect to medicine, with respect to public health, with respect to pharma, and ask yourself the question, given what you now know, would you want to relive a pandemic like the COVID pandemic without the tools that allowed you to ultimately, in the end, see clearly that it didn't make sense to take another one of these shots or to have your kids take them, right? We want those tools. In fact, we need them. And something is quietly moving just out of sight in order that we will not have access to them the next time we face a serious emergency.
So you're saying that an international health organization could just end the First Amendment in the United States?
Yes, and in fact, as much as this sounds, I know that it sounds preposterous, but
it does not sound preposterous.
The ability to do it is currently under discussion at the international level. And it's almost impossible to exaggerate how troubling what is being discussed is. In fact, I think it is fair to say that we are in the middle of a coup, that we are actually facing the elimination of our national and our personal sovereignty, and that that is the purpose of what is being constructed, that it has been written in such a way that your eyes are supposed to glaze over.
That's right.
As you attempt to sort out what is it, what is under discussion. And if you do that, then come May of this year, your nation is almost certain to sign on to an agreement that in some utterly vaguely described future circumstance, a public health emergency, which the Director General of the World Health Organization has total liberty to define in any way that he sees fit. In other words, nothing prevents climate change from being declared a public health emergency that would trigger the provisions of these modifications. And in the case that some emergency or some pretense of an emergency shows up, the provisions that would kick in are beyond jaw drop.
We haven't probably played the clip in a year. His name's Ryan. He's the head of the global, Dr. Ryan, global emergency UN response force, and that is troops. And he says, he's Irish. Got a big Irish accent. He's like, we're going to go into the houses. I can't really do an Irish accent. We're going to take the children and take the families. And and the documents have come out. They're going to arrest people. They've admitted it, that disagree with them. So when Brett Weinstein's saying they could do this, they've said we're doing a climate emergency. This is for a climate emergency. I already played the Harari clip last night. I've got more clips of it today. I'll get to it next hour. But this is going on. And they've got the ESGs and the central bank digital currency treaties at the UN. The EU's already announced it, rolled it out last week. They're doing it. It's here. We're in 2024. And they say we're going to be in a total dystopia in 2030. You're already there. So Brett's being conservative. They actually say, and I can play the clips here. We played them. Just type in Bill Gates says next pandemic will be much worse. Fauci says next pandemic will be much worse. Tedros says next pandemic will be much worse. New pandemic about to happen. Yeah, here's Dr. Michael J. Ryan, Executive Director of the World Health Emergencies Program, World Health Organization. We'll play that clip next hour. That's him 3 years ago drooling about we're going to come in your house and grab your children and break up your families. They built these damn huge camps everywhere. They're the martial law camps, but the cover is a medical emergency. It's a UN worldwide coup. You just heard members of the EU Parliament say it's a coup. I can play you senators from Australia saying it's a coup. Where's our Congress? Because it's the Biden administration that's running the UN treaty. Just type in. Biden's former head of COVID response, COVID czar, running ratification of world pandemic treaty. There it is. The next pandemic, even deadlier than COVID, is coming. WHO, New York Post. I mean, we've got to focus on this. And so many people told me, you're wrong. They're not going to try to bring back a new virus. It blew up in their face. Well, they're making all the preparations to do it. And they know they're losing. And this is what they prepared for. And I'm telling you, they're planning to pull the trigger. Unless we have a absolute explosion of peaceful resistance and understanding, which we're doing. The clock's ticking. We're going to go to break, come back with Dr. Dennis Rancourt. Please remember that we're funded by you, not by the globalists. And we have incredible products you need. Everyone needs to go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's the New Year special. Tomorrow, it's over. The store-wide free shipping, the double Patriot points, up to 60% off some of the products because we've already sold out of five or six of our great products. The others are very close. We will continue this on sale, though, because it's a new product that just came in, but it's selling out, and it'll be gone within a week and a half. I wish we would have ordered more of it. It is Next Level Foundational Energy. It is methylfolate, or the breakdown that the cells make of folic acid. And this isn't a stimulant, but you'll think you drank five cups of coffee. But without any letdown and without jitters, because it's not artificial stimulant. It's pure energy out of your cells. And it cleans your cells out. And the B-complex, this organic B-complex we have, and it supercharges it. This is top formula. This is all the rage. This is one of the best formulas out there. This is methylfolate's hot, folks. Been hot for years. But we've got a great one, and it funds the InfoWar. You want to get it. Foundational Energy, Next Level Foundational Energy, InfoWarStore.com. Also, everybody's really ordering Winter Sun. That's smart. High-quality D3, take it out of the tongue. Almost all viral replication is caused by lack of D3. You want to get Winter Sun because in the winter you're not producing as much D3. Take it out of the tongue. Tastes great naturally. D3 tastes good naturally. So does our Ultra 12, high-quality B12, take it out of the tongue. They're all massively discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. It's your last chance to get most of these products with free shipping at these low prices. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.